T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. We're glad to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Do the Vikings scare you at all? Want to get back into that discussion. Don't forget, coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes, Phil Mackey from Score North in the Twin Cities is going to be joining us, and we're going to chat with him about what has gone so horrifically wrong. What has gone so wrong for the Minnesota Vikings, and why are they just this bad? Hey, also a reminder, coming up tonight, it's the Bill Michaels Huddle, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good, with a five-step filtration process that ensures a cleaner finish and no lingering aftertaste, only 100 calories. That's our friends over there at Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. Go to BudLight.com. So the Minnesota, I want to get back to this because we had a lot of people that had chimed in on this a little bit earlier, and I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more about this. And by the way, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, if you want to chime in. But earlier today, we asked the question, do the Vikings scare you at all? Do the Vikings scare you at all? And there was a lot of people chiming in on this that say, the Vikings don't scare us, no injuries, and get through the game. And then obviously, 4 days later, you got to go out to San Francisco. But a couple of them basically said, look, this is your last opportunity to pick up a player today, so they're going to be available for next week. This is from Ben. So we give participation points to general managers for calling around and doing their job now. I guess he's trying, but ? I've said this all along. You can call around all you want. Okay. It's kind of like making an offer to a player that's going to make $200 million on the open market and offering them $140 and say, look, we've made them the biggest offer in our club's history. Well, who cares? Doesn't matter. It's a moot point. If you're calling around and going for bargain basement when everybody's out there legitimately asking and saying, hey, we want to go after this player, what's it going to cost us? And you're coming in with a seventh-round draft choice in 5 years from now, and they're coming in with second and third round draft choices in the next 2 years, you're calling around. Yeah, your name's out there, but who cares? You're not making legitimate effort, and you're not landing anybody. Nobody's going to go, okay, I'll do that. You're not landing anybody. So eventually, you make all the phone calls you want, but is it doing you any good? Because all you're doing is basically, as my dad said, if you're not getting anywhere and you're not doing anything, then you're just spitting into the wind. Okay, it's just going to come back and hit you in the face, and you're not really getting rid of anything. You're not doing anything. So let's do this. We got some breaking news. Radio Joe, what you got?
You're not going to believe this. It's been talked about. It's been rumored for the last couple of weeks that the White Sox, they've been looking at new managers.
Oh, they hire La Russa?
They just hired Tony La Russa.
Oh, boy. Tony La Russa. going to the Chicago White. Well, you know what? I was listening to the Score out of Chicago the last couple of days, and their insiders were saying, believe it or not, this, they thought it was going to happen. And for whatever reason, there were many different people that thought that, that this has to be a smokescreen, right? So Tony La Russa is heading, the breaking news is heading to the baseball, member of the Baseball Hall of Fame list there. Third winningest manager in baseball history. Three-time World Series champion, four-time winner of the Manager of the Year Award, has been named the new manager of the Chicago White Sox. That is now official, put out there by the Chicago White Sox.
But they're throwing the ball right in here, and that's why all these idiots up there, not idiots, all the fans are yelling.
So Tony La Russa. By the way, did you see the picture that they posted on Twitter? The picture, the one picture is Tony La Russa sitting on the stage. It's him sitting in a suit. He was, when he was sitting on the stage being inducted in the Baseball's Hall of Fame. But the next picture, doesn't that look like they just put a baseball cap on him and a Sox uniform on him from his mugshot when he got busted? It just looks like a mugshot.
You know how close that is to your face and your hand?
There you go. Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa going to the White Sox organization.
Now, the no-brainer, it seemed to be, was A.J. Hinch, because A.J. Hinch, someone was going to hire A.J. Hinch. According to Bob Nightingale, our Radio.com MLB insider, he says that the White Sox never interviewed A.J. Hinch.
Well, A.J. Hinch still has some baggage attached to him.
I get it.
You know, I guess.
I get it, but wouldn't you interview him anyway?
I would. You're right, I would, but
AJ Hinch is going to get another job.
Yeah.
He's going to get another job in baseball.
Right.
Whether fans like it or not, so, there's going to be a team out there that's going to hire him.
Yeah. I mean, I would, yes, to answer your question. But yeah, he's eventually going to get hired by somebody, and if he has a lot of success, these teams that are looking for managers right now, you're going to end up kicking yourself by the time it's all said and done. Now, this is a guy that was a part of the cheating scandal. This is a guy that says he tried to stop it, you know, so okay. But it is what it is, I guess.
I just don't understand. I don't think anybody can understand right now why Tony La Russa would want to come back and be a manager, because it seemed like he was just fine with doing front office stuff out west. Like, why would he want to get back into this kind of game? Not to mention the game has evolved so much since he retired as a manager. I mean, is he going to be this like analytics whiz? Is he going to be unconventional like so many of these other managers with fresh thinking? I just, especially with a team like the White Sox that is really, they are emerging into a really special team in Major League Baseball. I mean, is that old man mentality going to work with this younger group of guys?
They felt that he would be the guy that would, one, bring that level of discipline, that work ethic every day and accountability, and two, they thought that he would be the guy that's just smart enough to push more right buttons than Renteria did. So that's the only thing that I can – that's the reason they went in that direction, I guess.
It's interesting. Tony La Russa was their number one choice and the only man they wanted. Again, that from Bob Nightingale.
Yep. Well, there you go. So Tony La Russa. Now, he's not back in the same division as the Milwaukee Brewers, so we don't have to worry about hating him, even though people still don't like Tony La Russa. But
there's a difference between being asleep at the wheel and passed out the wheel.
Right. No doubt. He took offense to that, by the way. He told the trooper he took offense to that. You can be asleep, but I wasn't passed out. I take offense to that.
You know how close that is to your face and your hand?
There you go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, I, Z, M, N, O, P, Z, Q, R, S, T, U, V, V, Z, T, U, V, X, Y, X, Z.
X, Y, X, T, Z. Yeah.
T-U-V-X-Y-X-Z.
Yeah, but I wasn't passed out. I was asleep at the wheel. I was just a little bit seepy-seeps. I was not drunky drunks. I was CPC.
But there's a difference between being asleep at the wheel and passed out the wheel.
He'll never live that down.
And these drops will never get old.
Oh, they'll never get old. Every time Tony. Now, how much do you think he's going to start to hate on the Chicago media?
Well, that should be fun.
Right?
That should be fun.
So I can only imagine. Our counterpart, Dan Bernstein, down in Chicago, I can only imagine what he's saying right now. I don't even know if he's on the air right now. I can only imagine, though, that what his take is on it. But nevertheless, there you go. Let's do this. We're going to go and take a quick break. When we come back, what the hell? What the hell has gone on with the Minnesota Vikings? Phil Mackey from the Score North in the Twin Cities is going to be joining us. As always, breaking news in the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, brought to you by Pennzoil, made with natural gas, and the proof is in the Pennzoil. But Phil Mackey's going to be joining us. We're going to talk with him. And we got a lot more to get to, and we're also we also got some other stuff coming up here in a little bit. Matt LaFleur spoke today. You've got many things that we can talk about coming up before we close things out and getting you ready for the huddle coming up tonight. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn, they want to buy your vehicle. If you've got a vehicle to sell and you're looking for some extra cash, they can do it. All you got to do is go to vanhornauto.com. You can buy new, you can buy used, you can sell your vehicle, you can trade in your vehicle, you can do it all online, schedule service, whatever it happens to be. They have many different dealerships in the state of Wisconsin, over in Iowa as well. Don't forget, go to vanhornauto.com, and they can deliver it to you and keep you safe. Again, vanhornauto.com. Stay tuned. Phil Mackey, Score North in the Twin Cities. He's going to join us next in the Bill Michaels Show.
They're throwing the ball right in here, and that's why all these idiots up there, not idiots, all the fans are yelling.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
What's for dinner tonight? Head to our friends at Quick Trip. They've got the heat and eats going on right now. And they're good. They make them up in La Crosse, Wisconsin, put them in the trucks, and they're at the stores just a few hours later, ready for you. You take them home, pop them in the microwave, heat them and eat them. Good stuff. Take-home meals. Yet another great takeaway from our friends at Quick Trip. Why not try them tonight? Quick Trip, they've got you covered. What in the hell has happened to the Minnesota Vikings? A team that many picked to be contending for the top spot in the NFC North. And even in the NFC, it has all gone awry. Phil Mackey, Score North in the Twin Cities, now joining us. And you can find him on Twitter, at Phil Mackey. Phil, what the hell has gone wrong over there?
Listen, you frame it as if something has gone wrong. And you frame it as if the wheels are off the wagon. I frame it as a brilliant attempt to tank for Trevor, to fail for Fields, put a couple guys on the COVID list, put a couple guys on injury reserve. Oh, look, all these injuries. Looks like we're going to have to pack it up and go 3-13 and draft the quarterback of the next 10 years. That's the lens through which I prefer to view the season, Bill.
Okay. You know what? And if you get Trevor Lawrence, I think then there is a legitimate play in the NFC North for a long time to come. I love Trevor Lawrence and what he brings to the table. So I'm not as big a Justin Fields fan, but Trevor Lawrence, I am. He's a good pocket passer. He's got some good wheels, but more so he's very, very smart. So I don't think you can go wrong there. So is that the lens in which you're looking through now, that this is just one big masterful play for Trevor Lawrence?
Well, that might be the delusional way that I'm looking at it, but I think the saddest part about this is that the Vikings went into the season thinking, hey, our Super Bowl window is still open. This might be a little bit of a transition year because of the rookie cornerbacks, but like their intention, especially with a seventh playoff spot in each conference, their intention was to go 9-7, 10-6, 11-5, and so they are trying to win. I mean, you look at some of these other teams that are, you know, in the same neighborhood record-wise that are actively trying to lose football games right now to get that quarterback. Just know that the Vikings are 1-5, and they are trying like hell to win every single game to this point. And to answer your question, what went wrong? Well, Kirk Cousins is having his worst year as a pro. The defense is without two pass rushers because they just traded Unique Ngakoue. And they're not only are they rocking rookie cornerbacks all season, but they've got three of their young cornerbacks out. And so they're literally just putting random guys out in that secondary against Aaron bleeping Rodgers this weekend. So I'm not really seeing a path to victory for the Vikings.
How much buyer's remorse is there when it comes to Kirk Cousins?
So much. It's not as much about the first contract, because I will actually defend the 2018 signing of Kirk Cousins in free agency. You're coming off an NFC Championship game appearance. Case Keenum was a great one-year story, but I think we all looked at that as sort of smoke and mirrors, and, you know, and his performances since he left the Vikings have sort of indicated that he's a backup who had a good pop-up year. Teddy Bridgewater wasn't ready yet physically to be a starting quarterback, and so they needed a starting quarterback to go along with a team that was still trying to win a Super Bowl. And as is the problem with a lot of teams in the NFL, there's really no middle class of quarterback salary. And so the problem is, when you bring in Kirk Cousins and you pay him like a top five quarterback, it takes away from your ability to build out the rest of your roster. And he's just unable to rise above any sort of adversity. You need a perfect offensive line, a great running game, and a great defense to give him the best chance to win. And that's fine if he's making $5 million and he wants to be a game manager, but if he's going to be one of the six highest-paid quarterbacks in the league, you can't win enough games doing it that way.
The wide receiving core has certainly taken shape, and the fact that you got a rookie over there that is just kind of setting the world on fire, at least you've got some future when it comes to your weaponry, right?
Yeah, Justin Jefferson's incredible, and I legitimately think, you know, just – watching some of the other great young receivers around the NFL, if you look at guys under the age of 24 right now, there's a lot of DK Metcalf, DJ Moore in Carolina. I think Justin Jefferson might be the best wide receiver in the league under the age of 24 right now. And I actually think he's the best wide receiver on the team right now, which is saying something, because Adam Thielen is probably one of the top 12 or 15 receivers in the NFL. But he makes plays in the slot. He makes plays outside. I just looked this up according to Pro Football Focus this morning for Purple Daily. Justin Jefferson leads the NFL in he's second in the NFL in deep passing yard reception yardage, which means when they throw deep to him, he makes more plays than almost anybody in the NFL. And he kind of reminds you of Randy Moss in some ways and what Moss was doing in the late 90s. But he's certainly better than most of the other first-round pick wide receivers the Vikings have whiffed on the last, like, 20 years.
The defense, to me, this team has always been about the defense supporting the offense. And if you don't have the defense to do it, it's you're seeing it now. It's somewhat of a lost cause. The erosion of that defense over the years, how far away are they from getting back to the Everson Griffins, the Bars, the Xavier Rhodes? I mean, you had smashers over there, and piece by piece, It's been kind of picked apart.
Yeah, and I still believe Mike Zimmer is a wonderful defensive mind, but he's the chess player, and you need chess pieces, and he just doesn't have chess pieces. He doesn't, you know, Danielle Hunter had season-ending neck surgery, And hopefully that's not something that threatens his career. Anthony Barr, who's actually underachieved the last couple of years, but he's out for the season. And then your cornerback, it's funny, Xavier Rhodes is actually having an amazing pop-back season with the Colts right now. But when you've got rookie cornerbacks and you've got two or three key in their prime guys on defense, I think Danielle Hunter is the best pass rusher in the NFL, and he's out. You can't really mold that piece of clay. It's bad luck in some ways, and in other ways, it's probably bad planning by the Vikings. But this is what happens, and they're not constructed to overcome a down season defensively. It's a team that has to play from in front, even with a $35 million quarterback.
Talking with Phil Mackey of Score North in the Twin Cities, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. What, when you look at the Packers the way they sit now, how do you look at the Packers outside looking in?
They're a great team. I think my biggest question with Green Bay, I know that when they get out front and they take a lead and Rodgers gets it going in the first half, they run away with games. You saw it again last week. If the momentum is going and everything feels good, I think, and you guys have talked about this, and we duck in on the Green and Gold postgame show, and we love playing clips from callers and to make Vikings fans feel better. But I think I agree with the Packers fans who say, listen, San Francisco punched you in the mouth a couple of times. That Buccaneers defense punched you in the mouth a couple of times. I think the final I think the Packers can win the Super Bowl. So I will say that flat out. I think the Packers can win the Super Bowl. But I think the question is, when they face great pass rushes, when they face great defenses, and they get punched in the mouth in the first half, do they have the ability to come back and fight and get into one of those grimy games. And I think you could say that's one of the criticisms of Aaron Rodgers, who, again, I think is one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time. He's not the guy that's going to bring you back all the time from down by 10, down by 12. And can he change that part of his legacy, and can the Packers absorb punches? That's my take on Green Bay.
The going back to Mike Zimmer is I know Aaron Rodgers alluded to the fact that he doesn't think Mike should be on a hot seat. He really respects him. He loves the defenses he puts up against him, and he has been good. I mean, I go all the way back to when Zimmer was the defensive coordinator in Cincinnati, and they came up with a couple of game plans against Aaron Rodgers, and they were effective. I mean, he has always been good if he had the horses. So is his job in jeopardy? Does he have a hot seat?
I think he does. I mean, he just signed the contract extension, and so I don't think it's a situation where he would get fired mid-season unless things really, really, like if there was like locker room unrest or something. But I think the Vikings have to make a decision. If they have flipped the switch from a front office perspective to we need to find our quarterback of the future in the 2021 draft, then the question becomes, is Mike Zimmer the right head coach for the next 5 years to help develop that quarterback? And I personally think the answer is probably no. And so that opens up a whole new door of speculation. I mean, there was rumors a year ago, before the playoffs started, that Mike Zimmer was going to be traded to the Cowboys in one of the rare head coach trades. I think that door could be open. I mean, look at Mike McCarthy and just the train wreck that's happening in Dallas right now. Could Jerry Jones, who loves Mike Zimmer, could there just be a mutually beneficial way for Mike Zimmer to move on, keep his head high? It's been a good run in Minnesota. And then he moves on to Dallas, which needs all the defensive help that they can get. I could see a scenario like that playing out. I don't think the Vikings are just going to unceremoniously dump him on the streets. I think it would be more of a mutual parting of ways because he's done a good job here.
Before I let you go, what is the expectation now for the remainder of the season? Is it to get close near 500, or what is it? I mean, realistically.
I mean, obviously, like, Mike Zimmer's paid to win football games, and Kirk Cousins is going to try and win football games because he's also playing for future contracts. So the guys in the trenches are going to try and claw their way back with more home games in the second half of the season. But organizationally, I think you have to let football natural selection run its course, Bill. I mean, I just don't – you're not going to make the playoffs at this point. You're not anywhere near the level of Green Bay or Chicago's defense. I think it would actually be a huge missed opportunity if they didn't lean into losing as many games as they possibly could. I think you put young guys out there, and if Dalvin Cook still has a groin issue, sit him for a couple extra weeks. There's ways that you can put young players on the field and go 4-12 or 3-13, and just sort of treat it like, you remember the San Antonio Spurs the year before they drafted Tim Duncan. Take a step back to change your franchise. I think this is one of those rare opportunities for the Vikings, who don't train wreck very often, to just aim for the 2021 draft. But I'm guessing Mike Zimmer's not in line with what I'm saying. So we'll see.
Right. Phil, it's always a pleasure, pal. Appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, and we will talk again soon down the road, okay?
All right, Bill. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much. There you go. Phil Mackey, Score North in the Twin Cities, joining us for a couple of minutes, giving us the lowdown as to what's going on over there in Minnesota. Think about that. Let's just say they do end up with the first overall pick, that they're that bad. Think about that. And they end up with Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence is the quarterback of the NFC North in a couple of years, after he learns from, being behind Kirk Cousins. So then you would have Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love leading their respective teams, you would figure. At least that's the way the clock would assume at this point. Think of that. Let's do this. When we come back, we're going to hear from the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur, who just got done speaking with the media just a little while ago. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at New Mel Medical Center, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders. And if you want to shed some pounds as well, jumpstart it with the all-in-one weight loss program. All you have to do is call one phone number for all the locations, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. Matt LaFleur next on the Bill Michaels Show. Hot to fire, streets of stone, modern warriors, satellite horses of chrome. We're going to hear from the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur, coming up here in just a couple of moments. This portion of the program brought to you by friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. One of our good sponsors, Sean and the gang, that help us with our Super Bowl coverage every year. I don't know what it's going to look like. We're looking forward to it, though. Every day brings a new day. That's the way we look at it. Also, our friends at Curly's Waterfront Pub and Grill. They got a sandwich out there. I was out there last night. They got a sandwich out there called the Pig Porker. No, it's not a bad Friday night. It is a sandwich. Holy mackerel. You got to get out there and try it. Tell them we sent you. Tell Ryan out there in the gang that the Bill Michaels Show sent them, because that's good stuff. And they're also one of our proud sponsors as well that help us out every year. We certainly appreciate them being along for the ride, along with the fish fry coming up tomorrow night down at Sloppy Joe's. Out in Hubertus, Joe and Ellen and everybody out there doing great, great work and still surviving through the pandemic. So do everything you can to support local. Matt LaFleur met with the media, talked about some of the injuries, some of the things going on right now. Let's take a listen to what he had to say. There you go. Coach Matt LaFleur of your Green Bay Packers giving you that Thursday presser as they continue to get ready for the Minnesota Vikings coming up this weekend. When we come back, let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll kind of wrap it up, get a few emails in from a little bit earlier today. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers held practice to get ready for the Vikings Sunday. Back on the field taking limited reps were David Bakhtiari, return man Tyler Irvin, and wide receiver Alan Lazard, recovering from abdominal surgery. Minnesota off to a 1-5 start, desperate for a win. Mike Zimmer has been the Vikings head coach over 6 years now. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
You know, every time you play a Mike Zimmer team, you got to be ready for everything. He's a phenomenal coach. I was telling a friend of mine, you know, to see him mentioned being on the hot seat to me is absolutely crazy.
I asked Zimmer what he thinks of Rodgers with more targeted passes to his running backs this year.
It looks like Rodgers has a really good belief in these guys when they go out there and catch the ball in space. But, you know, he puts the ball in such great places for them. And I don't want to disrespect any other quarterbacks, but this guy's the best in the business.
So far, the Vikings have had a rough schedule. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
They had Seattle. They lost to them by 1 point, in my opinion, should have won the game. Same with the Tennessee Titans. They lost to them by 1 point. Those are two teams that have lost one game apiece. So if you don't get ready to play each and every week in this league, you're going to get whipped.
That's Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Great stuff from Michael. Always appreciated. Hey, coming up later on tonight, about 5:30-ish, between 5 and 5:30, you can go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. I'm going to do some Facebook Live coming up tonight in preparation for tonight's Bill Michaels Huddle. We're going to have Mike Clemens, who you just heard. Our Green and Gold Insider, Doug Russell, is going to be here talking about this upcoming matchup between these two clubs, the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. Then don't forget the Green and Gold postgame show immediately following the game this coming Sunday. Some breaking news locally, which I love. I was thrilled when I saw this. The Milwaukee Admirals, the AHL team and the minor league team to the Nashville Predators, has announced that their season will start. They are targeting February 5th as the start date, which means they know the NHL schedule getting ready to come out, but the AHL, they're targeting for the 2020-2021 season. It's not going to start until 2021, but they are targeting February 5th. February 5th. That's fantastic news. I'm so happy for them that they're going to at least get an opportunity to get going again. So, and by the way, any breaking news on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network brought to you by Pennzoil, made with natural gas, and the proof is in the Pennzoil. Yeah, the AHL targeting February 5th as the start date for the 2021 season. So that's congratulations to them because they, like I said, I really believe they were on their way to a Calder Cup and going to be maybe getting another shot at it this coming February. So keep your fingers crossed that COVID doesn't rear its ugly head and we can get back to somewhat of a sense of normalcy as we turn the corner into 2021. and maybe we start getting things back. We're already knowing that they're going to put 20% capacity at Raymond James Stadium for Tampa Bay and the Super Bowl. We know that hearing that they're going to open up more and more there down in Tampa Bay regarding Super Bowl. We know that baseball, albeit, is going to look a little different until given the all clear. But it looks as if baseball is going to try to target spring training again in coming up in February if the NHL is able to do it successfully. We don't know what the schedule is yet for the NBA, though. Still waiting to hear as to what they're going to do and when they're going to start that. You would assume they're still either targeting just after the first of the year or even Christmas, which is a possibility as well. So keep your fingers crossed there. But that's great news. I'm really, really happy for the Admirals, for John Greenberg and Wojo and everybody there, Harris Turer. You talk about a small team, a small market, so to speak, trying to survive. I'm glad they're going to get it done. So cross your fingers. That'll do it. Tomorrow we're going to talk more about this Packers matchup. We got a lot of good stuff coming up tomorrow on the program as well. Going to have Kevin Holden from CBS 58. Chris Raybon going to talk some betting lines. Eric Brancheck at the Green Bay Press-Gazette. But tomorrow, Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, is going to be here along with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider. Until then, time for us to go. Talk to you tonight on Facebook. And then don't forget, 6 to 8 tonight, it's the Bill Michaels Huddle brought to you by Bud Light. Until then, have a go with Sleep.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.